Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Hello, and welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Taya Diggs, and I'm talking to Tanya Babbage, who brought us the story of author and media mogul Arianna Huffington. If you haven't listened to that episode, now is a great time to go back and listen. Hi, Tanya. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Tanya Babbage. I anchor the news, and I'm a reporter at ABC 7 Chicago. And I'm also a mom to three rebel girls.
The world can be a pretty crazy place. As a journalist, how do you handle sad stories?
Being around sad news all the time can make you sad. But it also helps you to remember the things that you have in your life to be grateful for. And so you focus on the positive and you control what you can. You can't control what other people do, but you can control your actions and how you take in the world around you. Now, when it comes to the news, it is important for kids to understand what's happening. And knowing what that is going to be different for a 5-year-old than it is for a 10-year-old. And so it's up to moms and dads to explain the world to their kids in age-appropriate terms. And as we do that, as a child grows up, as we explain to a 5-year-old what's going on in the world, as we explain to a 10-year-old what's going on in the world, we are actually raising engaged and informed citizens so that they are taking part in a democracy and not just benefiting from it.
Okay, so what if we wanted to cover our own news? Like what's going on in our neighborhoods or schools?
The first thing that you do, you want to come up with your stories. So talk to people. Find people who interest you. You can connect with them and ask them questions about whatever it is that you thought made them interesting. And then when you're done asking them questions, you can ask yourself, well, is there another perspective or another side of the story that I need to try to find? And you can build your story off of the answers that you get from that one or from those two or three people.
Tanya, is there a rebel woman who inspires you?
Well, Arianna is definitely one of them. And I even met Arianna briefly when she was in Chicago a few years ago. She was promoting one of her books. I was totally starstruck. But I had the presence of mind to ask her to take a picture with me. And she was very gracious and very kind. And so I'm thrilled to be telling her story. I also grew up watching Christiane Amanpour on CNN, bravely navigating war zones. And I got to do talkbacks with the late Cokie Roberts, who broke barriers in political reporting. I've also had mentors at my own stations who have taught me some of the nuts and bolts of how to do my job, and also how to do it confidently and authentically in a way that I am using my voice and not anybody else's.
What is some advice you'd like to go back and give to your younger self?
Don't be afraid to go after big goals. You don't need to know the whole path to get there. The only thing you need to know is how to get one step closer. And then when you get there, ask yourself again, how do I get one step closer from here? And then one day you wake up, you open your eyes, and you've done it.
You said that you are a mom to three rebel girls, but what exactly makes you a rebel girl?
I would say that I'm a rebel girl because I get to give a voice to people who might not otherwise have it. I can hold public leaders accountable for their actions, for the things that they say and the information that they put out into the world. And I have the power to check them on it and to make sure that they're being truthful. Knowledge is power, and I feel really lucky to have the skill set and the platform to be able to deliver that knowledge to vast numbers of people. It's important work, and I'm super proud of it.
Thank you, Tanya. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Thanks for listening, and stay Rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.